Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Bloomberg News has its collective hair on fire over a crisis in American enterprise. And it's not the staggering stock market or the idiotic trade war or the shuttered government. It's a persistent and growing lack of labor for those American businesses that are still able to actually make and or sell products. The shortfall is being driven, says Bloomberg, by a shrinking supply of manual and low-pay service workers, as the labor force becomes more educated and less able to take on such jobs. More educated and less able to take on such jobs. You see what education does for you. What kinds of jobs are we talking about? Construction, manufacturing, truck driving, food services, nursing, and anything else that is, quote, physically demanding. One staffing executive, obviously an oligarch who knows how to address the lower classes with delicacy, calls it, and this is a quote, an acute shortage of talent in the blue-collar space. A home builder I talked to recently was a lot blunter when he explained to me that his biggest problem is finding workers. He told me that 8 out of 10 job applicants fail the drug test, and half the people he does hire simply don't show up for work or show up and won't work. Kind of sounds like a cultural problem, doesn't it? Nationally, the Washington Post reported in October that there were more than 7 million jobs available in the United States, 1 million more than the total number of people looking for jobs in the United States. Of course, the job seekers are often not living anywhere near the job openings. Still, U.S. manufacturers predict they will need nearly 5 million new workers in the next 10 years and expect to find only half of them. The good news for workers is that increasingly desperate employers are incrementally and reluctantly raising wages and offering perks to entice applicants. The bad news continues to be that physically demanding thing. Meanwhile, in Tijuana, Mexico, 7,000 migrants fleeing climate change, crime, and poverty in Central America are clamoring for sanctuary so that they can take jobs in construction, manufacturing, food service, custodial work, you know, anything that is physically demanding. According to recent studies, 3/4 of all immigrants believe the way to succeed in America is hard work. They are far less likely than American citizens to commit crimes. Their criminal conviction rate in Texas, according to the Cato Institute, is 719 per 100,000. For native-born Americans, the rate is over twice that, 1,797 per 100,000. There are no recent studies of any credibility that indicate that these people are criminals, gang members, or terrorists. None. Zero. So, on the one hand, we have 7,000 hard-working, low-crime, family-values people looking for jobs. On the other hand, 7 million unfilled jobs. Two insoluble problems, side by side, with a fence between. Any country worth its flag would, in these circumstances, organize the biggest jobs fair ever held in Tijuana, with 1,000 desperate corporations signing up several thousand new employees with the enthusiastic help of ICE and free government transportation to their new homes. If every one of them came in, they would not change the percentage of immigrants among the U.S. population, which has, for years, hovered around 13%. So, that's what a country that had any sense would do. What did we do? I'm going to go look that up. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.